Good morning. Wasn't that beautiful? We feel the presence of God through Susie's singing. And we thank you for the praise band back today. And also we welcome Al back. We're glad to have him back. And let us pray as we come to the reading of the scripture for today. And as we pray, remember the Ramage family. The flowers are in memory of Walter Robert Ramage Sr. Let us pray. Our gracious God, open our hearts now to receive your word. Fill our hearts with your thoughts. Fill our minds with your spirit. And fill our souls with your hope, that we may be inspired by your teaching, lifted up by your presence, and filled with your grace as we receive your word in the hearing and speaking of it, that it may bless all of our hearts and illumine us to serve you better for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pastor Mike asked me to preach today on the great gift of the new ministry of the Chinese church. So it is my joy to talk about our wonderful new opportunity and blessing and gift of the Chinese church ministry today. And so I want to read two scriptures for you. 1 Chronicles 4, verses 9 and 10. Many years ago, a book was published called The Prayer of Jabez. I don't know if you remember that book. The prayer is only two verses in 1 Chronicles, but it received a lot of attention because it became very popular. And I would like to read it for you today. I thought it was a fitting scripture to begin us to talk about the ministry of the Chinese church. Hear the word of God. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. Amen, and thank you for the reading of 1 Chronicles. I also found a passage from the New Testament, from Acts. It is of the missionary journeys of Paul, traveling through Asia Minor and preaching on behalf of the congregations and spreading the gospel. So I thought this was also a fitting passage to begin to describe the Chinese church. Acts chapter 16, 1 through 10. Listen now to the journeys of Paul and of the spreading of the gospel. Paul came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was a Jewess and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. The believers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Paul wanted to take him along on his journey, so he circumcised him because of the Jews who lived in the area, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they traveled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and the elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to do so. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. And Jabez called on the name of the Lord God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." And I like this verse. So God granted him what he requested. The prayer of Jabez is popular because of the encouragement and hope it offers beyond the circumstances of life. We know that Jabez has no father listed and no property, but he says that he is more honorable than his brothers. Even though Jabez began his life under tough circumstances, he did not let life keep him there. He prayed boldly before the Lord and did not want to live with restrictions and limitations. He refused to let anyone but God define who he was and what his life would be. That's why the prayer of Jabez, it became so popular, because he teaches us that we can be bold people of prayer like Jabez. Praying boldly gives us courage and faith to call upon God to work on our behalf. And my dear friends, he never lets us down. If we pray boldly, he hears us, he answers our prayers, and he can change our life. Jabez goes on and says, "And when I pray for the presence and blessing of God, so that I may see God's working in my life in new and unexpected ways." Isn't that, my friends, why we pray? To learn more of how God works in our lives and to ask God to bless us in powerful ways beyond our circumstances, no matter what our situation may be. Yes, God indeed hears us when we come to him in faith and confidence. And how he answered Jabez, he can answer us. He can enlarge our territory. He can expand our horizon. He can work in our lives in new and unexpected ways. He can expand our territory to build the kingdom of God. And that's what he did for Jabez. Jabez prayed his boundaries would be expanded beyond his current situation so he could live large for God. And my friends, so can we. Jabez prayed that God would expand through his borders and build the kingdom in a greater manner. Jabez prayed not only that, but that the hand of God would be with him to guide him in this process. And this is a perfect prayer for us today, my friends, when we begin to welcome the Chinese church. God is our guide. We have God's hand to guide us. We ask God through prayer to expand our territory, to enlarge the kingdom here at First Presbyterian Church, to welcome and open wide the Chinese church here among us. God answered Jabez's prayer in wisdom, guidance, and blessing, in expansion to build the kingdom, to witness and to grow his kingdom. God granted these things for Jabez, and he can grant them for us. If we want to begin to live large for God, we can start by praying with hope and with faith for a bright future, that God will indeed increase our ministry and bless us wonderfully with our new territory, welcoming the new Chinese church among us. God will open up new possibilities, new wonderful ways of ministry, where we can see his work and his grace fill us in a new and powerful way. The prayer of Jabez is a wonderful segue into Paul's journeying in the book of Acts. Paul, after choosing Timothy and his band of missionaries, set out to travel from town to town and region to region, delivering messages of the gospel for churches to follow. For the purpose of ministry, this band of missionaries traveled to grow and strengthen the young churches in the area of Asia Minor. Paul, Timothy, and Silas set out on a missionary preaching journey to strengthen and to nurture young congregations. They traveled through various cities and regions and ended up in the great port of Troas. Troas was a bridge between Asia and Macedonia. And Troas was a very wonderful ancient port city that had a lot of activity. And this bridge was very important for missionary activity between Asia and Macedonia. It is here at Troas that Paul receives a vision. It is a vision during the night. He sees a Macedonian man standing and begging him to cross that bridge and come over to Macedonia and preach the gospel. Verses 9 and 10 of chapter 16 in Acts state that after Paul had seen this vision, they all got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, as God had called them to preach the gospel there. In this story, Paul's dream is a divine command. He sees it as a divine command to go and preach the gospel. So putting the prayer of Jabez to pray boldly before God to expand our territory, increase our numbers, we see coupled with that the divine command of Paul to take up the new ministry, to go to Macedonia to preach the gospel for the kingdom of God. That is what we're all about here at First Presbyterian Church, my friends. We have called Dolly to come over here of the Chinese Church to the First Presbyterian Church of Ashland to welcome the community of the Chinese Church among our numbers. Paul's vision for ministry embraces Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. God gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors, some to be teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the whole body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in faith and knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining whole measure unto the fullness of Christ. It is a joint ministry, my friends, in the whole body of Christ, where we're bringing together in prayer, in fellowship, in ministry, in partnership, the missionary work of the early church right here 2,000 years later to meet the Chinese congregation right here in our own backyard at Ashland University, the over 200 students that are Chinese at Ashland University. And Dolly is our shepherd, our evangelist, our leader, that with her ministry team will go out and bring the gospel with good tidings to bring the people into the church, Chinese church congregation here at First Presbyterian Church. Dolly seeks, as a leader of the Chinese church, to carry out a guiding, nurturing ministry using the gifts and talents of all people for the edification of the church and for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God, as we read in the prayer of Jabez, and as we saw the early church with Paul and his band of followers. It is a team ministry approach, together in service, in worship and mission, for growing and building the kingdom of God, for the growth of the Chinese church at First Presbyterian Church. We can all participate with Dolly in this mission and work in ministry with her and her team. When Pastor Mike and I talked, we called Dolly a pastoral shepherd. Dolly is a pastoral shepherd of her Chinese flock, offering God's love and God's care and presence to Chinese students and to international students on the Ashland University campus. She will be a partnership here with First Presbyterian. She will also be a partnership with CCO, with Sarah Bardall, working with her at AU as well. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Dolly has a well-ordered, caring, guiding, leading ministry. She offers a shepherding model of ministry, considering the welfare of others, as Jesus did, as Paul did, and as we are called to do, in outreach, in leading, in sharing the gospel to others, in Bible study, in worship, in prayer, in fellowship, in offering love and care and hospitality. We offer God's vision of what ministry will look like through this church to the Chinese community in the 21st century. And so we're carrying on the great gift of spreading the word of God to others, as we have done in the church for over 2,000 years. I'd like to give a little background about Christianity in China. Christianity first began in China in the 7th century, and then it was reintroduced in the 16th century into China by the Jesuit missionaries. It grew significantly in the last 200 years, since the 19th century, when it was brought again to China by Robert Morrison, who was a Protestant missionary. He translated the Bible into Chinese from English. It took him 12 years, and he also translated a dictionary from English to Chinese that took 16 years. In 1865, the famous missionary J. Hudson Taylor brought to China the famous Inland Mission, which had 8,000 missionaries that came to China, Presbyterians, Baptists, Methodists, and Brethren. There, Presbyterians established schools, hospitals, etc. The growth in the 20th century in the church in China has been significant. From 1900 to 1925 was the golden age of the growth of the church in China. After World War II in 1949, when the communist regime took over and Mao took over, the missionaries were banned from China, but Christianity flourished wonderfully in the Republic of Taiwan. By 1966, we see Christianity still banned in China, but by 1980, we begin to see churches reopening in China, and since the year 2000, even though there is still some persecution in China, the churches have grown in a magnificent way, in a huge way, as well as theological schools and Bible schools. We have seen many state churches since the year 2000 open again in China, numbering almost 30 million. But the main growth of the church in China is the underground church, the house churches. And there are hundreds of millions of house churches in China today. So for the last 10 years, we have been blessed here to have China come to our back door with our beloved Dolly. Dolly first came to Ashland Theological Seminary in 2006. To 2007, she returned to China and came back in 2008 and began a Bible study with Chinese students on the Ashland University campus. And in Easter of 2009, she opened the Ashland Chinese Church. And in the last 10 years, the Chinese Church has been at Park Street Brethren Church, and they just celebrated their 10-year anniversary. And we are pleased at 2018 to welcome them wide, to enlarge our territory, and to open to build the kingdom of God here at First Presbyterian Church, and to welcome the Chinese church among us here as the people of God. Dolly graduated with her Master of Divinity degree in 2011 from the seminary, and in 2018 completed her Doctor of Ministry degree in evangelism, hospitality and spirituality, and mission. And so she's living out her evangelistic method here among us as hospitality, sharing the gospel, and most importantly, love. When I think of Dolly, I think of love. And I want to also introduce some of the wonderful team of the Chinese ministry. Dolly is our shepherd and our leader, but also we have Jenny Lee Beasley, who came from Taiwan, and by 2008, participated in the Chinese Bible study here and graduated from Ashland University, is married here and has a daughter, Aaliyah, and her husband is Mike Beasley. And in 2009, Jenny became involved with Dolly in the Chinese church, and the two of them formed a team, Dolly and Jenny, and have been working together ever since for nearly 10 years. Jenny is a tremendous translator. Her English is amazing, and Chinese. Not only that, she's a wonderful worship leader and song leader, and she's also the treasurer of the Chinese church, working with Peggy and with Linda. We also have two of her student ministry assistants. We have Lily and Yo-Yo, who are both students at AAU and will be student ministry assistants with Dolly and Jenny. So we welcome you to the ministry among us, and we look to partner with you and to come along beside you. As Paul and Silas and Timothy, as missionary journeying together, we will journey with you, with the Chinese team and the First Presbyterian Church. And I want to thank the First Presbyterian Church for your gifts of love and for opening the church with Pastor Mike to welcome Dolly and Jenny and the Chinese church among us. I also want to thank the mission team and the session, especially Doug McKibben, Lana Potter, Linda Hartsfeld, and all the members of the session with Pastor Mike that have opened wide the arms of love to the Chinese community and the Chinese church here among us. The Chinese church meets Saturdays at 5 o'clock in Fellowship Hall for a potluck, and at 6 o'clock for worship in Andrew's Chapel. We know that God's voice will guide our steps of ministry, and our task is to pray and to listen and to yield to God by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus tells his disciples in John 14, 16 to 18, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, my friends, for he lives with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." Jesus did not leave his disciples as orphans, but he sent them the Holy Spirit out of his compassionate love. And he will give us his compassionate love. He will not leave us alone in ministry here, but he will send us every day the power and presence of the Holy Spirit to accompany us in this new and wonderful ministry and journey together. The Holy Spirit will live here in this community. He will live among us in our hearts and in our souls. Jesus will dwell in us and abide in us as his people forever. And he will bear much fruit to build the kingdom of God, as we prayed in the prayer of Jabez, to build the church again, as we prayed in the early church with Paul. Jesus said, "I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Jean Vanier, the founder of the L'Arche community, writes, "Our staying power in ministry comes from Christ, the one who comes to stay and remain in us forever. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit. May we all be rooted and anchored in him. May we be rooted in him through the power of prayer. May we be like Jabez and pray for God to work in us boldly and mightily to build his kingdom and spread his gospel." Henry Nouwen writes, "The spiritual life of ministry is formed and rooted in a school of prayer." Nouwen continues, "Ministry is ruled by a circuitry of connections with God through prayer. Pray, my friends, through the power of Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and God will open wide the doors to welcome Chinese students into our midst." Through the Holy Spirit, writes Nouwen of our ministry task, "We are called to help people recognize God in their lives and pray for them. And we are called to create open spaces for people to receive God's healing, grace, love, and power in Christ." That's what we're to be. Holy open spaces to let the grace and love of Christ flow in us to others and to bring them in among us. Ministry calls us, my friends, to be the visible conduits of Christ's healing power to others. We are called to be Jesus' hands and feet to others in love. We are called to invite others into the grace-filled arms of God. 1 Peter 4:10 writes, each one should use whatever gift received from God to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace. You are each called to serve in the work of building up the kingdom of God here, for the church and for the world, for the glory of God, for the Chinese church at First Presbyterian Church. We are called to bring the redemptive love of Jesus in all that we do to others, that Christ may be the center of our ministry, forming us in Him as one body, calling others to come as friends in Christ. Hear Mother Teresa's words, "I do it all for Jesus. He is my all. I do it all for Him. He is my all in all. I do it for Jesus and for the good of people, for the glory of God." It is Jesus' love in action. It is the way you love people. It is the way you reach out and touch people. It is the way you give the presence of Christ to people, to connect with Christ, to reach out to those in love. You see, today, my friends, in community, in church, in family, and home, people hunger for love. People are created to love and to be loved. It is a ministry of Dolly shepherding us to take time to be together, to love together, to give to others together, to share with others together, to accept others, to pray together, to reach out to others in Jesus' love and call them friend, call them brother, call them sister, call them part of the body of Christ, of which we all are. Let us pray. Oh God, we are no longer our own, but yours. Put us now to doing your will. Let us be used of you as a vessel of your love, as an instrument, as a conduit, as a tool of your love, that we may touch others with Jesus' love and with the gospel, that we may create open, wide spaces of holy love to bring them into your presence here at First Presbyterian Church, to welcome in the Chinese community in love. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to pray boldly, to build the kingdom of God, to spread the gospel, to be your hands and feet. We yield all things to you, O Lord. We ask that you would use this place, use us as your people, and gift us with your grace mightily, that we may build your kingdom and your church. For we are yours. May it be so. And may we make a covenant of service this day that will be honored here for the work of spreading the gospel, for the ministry of the new Chinese church, and that it may be blessed and grow mightily with your love, with your spirit, and with your power, and with your grace. We know, O Lord, that you are with us, that you never forsake us, that you will guide us, your hand will protect us, and will preserve us, that we will do good works unto your glory. And we know that nothing will ever separate us from your love. And help us to never forget that you go with us and you will be with us as our guiding shepherd with love. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. And now I would like to invite our lovely Dolly to come forward. She's going to speak a moment about the Chinese church ministry and about her connection here at First Presbyterian Church and with the CCO ministry at AU. Thank you, Dolly, and we love you.
Thank you, Dr. Lawson, for the nice words for me.
Just really thankful. I'm really happy, really happy. Thank you.
First, I want to give thanks. Thanks God leading us. And also I want to thank the First Presbyterian Church. All of you, my brothers and sisters, we can worship together.
I remember first time when I come to this church, I received love. Not only by the words you greeting with me, with our student, through your eyes, receive your hugs, and to see you smile, we know we are accepted. We know this is the right place. We can worship God together. I like Dr. Watson and give the nice words for me a lot, but I only receive the one word, shepherd. Yes, I want to be the shepherd. Because I'm God's servant. I want you to call me not Dr. Dolly. Just call me Dolly, the sister Dolly. Yeah.
And also, right now I'm the CCO, the campus pastor. And I will do the ministry for the campus, the international student. After the last month, I received the training. I really love the CCO, the Coalition for Christian Outreach, this organization. I really love. Why? Because they called and transforming college students to transform the world. I believe all of you have the kids, grandkids, or neighbors. They go to college. You know how important it is to transforming the students for these days. So I really love, and for the CCO, I really excited to work for this ministry and with the Chinese students and with the campus students. And I invite you and to and pray for me and supporting me. Right now, you know, as the CCO, the staff, one of the biggest things for us to supporting reason. And I never, this is the first time I'm standing here. It's not easy to ask for supporting because I never ask people for personal supporting before. I think that's ask for money and beg for money. But recently I read the book, Harry Newman. The book is called The Spiritual Formation and for Supporting Reason. It's a ministry, it's a ministry. And he said that the supporting reason, it's not a beg for the money, it's invitation. It's invite people to your ministry and they can support you, and through the different ways they can pray for you. This is the invitation. So today I have the card. This is my invitation card with the beautiful lady smiling. And this card, I want to invite you. First, you can be my prayer team. And remember this ministry, you can pray for me. And second, if God and the call you to support me and personally, and just whatever God call you, you can support me through the fundraising. And the Bible said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And I think both of you and me learning to give and receive. Thank you. And I have the card and on the table, on the back there, if and you want to pick one of them, you can pray for me. And this big, beautiful smiling to make you and have a happy day. Thank you.